This is Lori Janik. Welcome to the Legal Affairs Podcast Series with your host, Finley P. Maxson.
Welcome to the NAR Legal Affairs June podcast. Recently, members have contacted NAR about letters that they have received alleging a violation of a patent for emailing a document from a scanner or copier machine. We are here today to learn more about the issue from NAR Associate Counsel Katherine Johnson. Katie has been with NAR for over 5 years and specializes in intellectual property issues. Welcome to the podcast, Katie.
Thank you, Finley.
We have received a number of reports from members who have received demand letters from an LLC claiming to own patents for the process of emailing a document from a scanner or copier machine. What can you tell us about those reports?
Well, an entity called MPHJ Technology Investments owns several patents which basically cover the process of scanning or copying a document and sending it via email from the same machine. This may not seem like a novel process in the opinion of some people, however, the patents have been granted by the USPTO. And MPHG could be referred to as a non-practicing entity or a patent troll because it doesn't actually produce anything, but it merely asserts its rights to exclude others from using its patented technology or processes. So MPHG has created about 40 shell companies that have been attempting to assert patent rights, the patent right of emailing a document from a copier or scanning machine. And these LLCs all seem to have six-letter names, such as AllLead, AdsPro, GanPan, HeelPlea, and many others. These entities have been contacting small and medium-sized businesses, seemingly at random, and demanding that they pay a license fee in the range of $900 to $1,200 per employee for use of the patents.
What should a member do if he or she receives a demand letter?
Anyone who receives a demand letter for these patents should discuss their options with local legal counsel. There are a number of options that a member will have if they receive a letter. One option may be to ignore the letters altogether. From what we've seen, this patent troll sends an initial demand letter on company letterhead requesting a license fee. If that first letter goes unanswered, then a second letter is sent from a Texas law firm called Farney Daniels, PC, seeking a response and threatening legal action. If that second letter is ignored, then a third letter is sent from the same firm, and it contains a draft complaint that the firm threatens to file if a license agreement is not reached. However, we are not aware of any cases that have ever been filed by this patent troll against an alleged infringer. So ignoring the letters is one option. Another option is to respond to the letter and ask the patent owner to explain specifically what equipment you have that, the member has that is allegedly infringing. Or they could respond by denying that there is any infringement at all. Or, a member could choose to pay the license fee that's being demanded. These are all possibilities to discuss with legal counsel.
Is there any way to challenge the validity of these patents?
Well, a company that receives a demand letter could challenge the validity of the patents by filing a legal action, a declaratory judgment, against the patent owner, asking a judge to invalidate the patents. One company in Louisiana is trying to do that right now and filed its lawsuit in April. Also, some manufacturers like Xerox and Ricoh are using a process called inter partes review with the USPTO. Those manufacturers have taken a great interest because their customers are the ones who are being targeted by the patent trolls. And what they're asking the USPTO to do is to review the patents and to invalidate them. Unfortunately, there's no way to know how long that process will take with the USPTO, but it could be quite a while before there's a determination. There's a third lawsuit filed by the Attorney General for the state of Vermont, and while it doesn't seek to invalidate the patents, it does allege that the patent troll's aggressive licensing campaign violate the state's Consumer Protection Act.
Do we have any idea how the so-called patent troll is choosing the members that it is sending letters to?
That's a good question, Finley, but the answer is we don't. There's some speculation that the patent troll is targeting small enough businesses that would find it more cost-effective to just pay the license fee than to pursue litigation. But other than that, there's no way to tell why certain companies are being targeted.
So if members want to learn more about this topic, where could they find this information?
Well, we've written an article about this, and it's available on Realtor.org, at Realtor Magazine, and on the Law, Ethics, and Policy page.
Thank you, Katie. We would like to remind our audience that this podcast was recorded on May 31st, 2013. Information provided in the podcast may no longer be current, and listeners should confirm independently its accuracy.